The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and are not necessarily those of KAAM, KNSN, DJRD Broadcasting, Crawford Media Group, or its sponsors.
Hello, everybody!
What's coming up on today's experience? It's Dr. Dave's, that's right, Dr. Dave's Devotional Diamonds of the Day, also known as DDDDDs, where my daily devotions become some of our spiritual reflections. Sound effects placed throughout the show which have nothing to do with life, but the Bible teaches there's a time to laugh. The review of the goofy news, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think, and we say yes and amen. Life lessons for our faith that we could actually use, probably won't, if we sit on our blessed assurance. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Like I told you before, they wouldn't hire me at Whataburger, and that's how it goes. Also, Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more. Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is Dr. David Spoon, and I will be your host for the next 5,400,000 milliseconds. Isn't that a lot? 5,400,000 milliseconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here's the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. Good night. Oh, no, we don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen, and we don't care. But for the next few minutes, I want to talk Jesus with you. So here we go. We're asking questions about living life as a Christian. That thingy right there. Ooh, this is a good one. Ooh, I like the Friday questions because they're really just far out there. Here's your question. Get ready. Boy, I hope you're sitting down. Or if you're driving, make sure you're buckled in. Well, you have to be anyway. What moves you to decide to highlight or mark a scripture? Oh, didn't see that one coming, did you? What moves you to decide to highlight or mark a scripture? That's the question. If you think you have an answer to that or would like to share that answer, that's awesome. If you have an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, that is awesome too. We are geared towards encouraging one another as we see the day of Jesus Christ and his return getting closer and closer, Hebrews 10:25. And what we want to do is keep it in that vein, but it doesn't mean you can't share if you got something on your heart. So we want you to have that opportunity. All you got to do is reach out and make the phone call. I know it's tough, but you can do it. 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. And when you call 972-445-0770, you'll end up talking to Jammin' Jacob. Talking to Jammin' Jacob. Let me tell you what that's like. That's like a peaceful day and a peaceful evening. Get ready. Get ready. A peaceful day and a peaceful evening with no drama. Yay! Oh! How about that? No drama. Doesn't that sound awesome to have no drama? It certainly does. So when you do call and you do talk to our Jammin' Jacob, you will know that you're talking to him. It's just like a peaceful day and evening, no drama. Things are really cool. And that's pretty nice, isn't it? Yeah.
Thank you, David. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Sorry about
to you.
That. We have a call.
Oh, we have a call. We'll get to that call in a millisecond. I do want everybody to know that if you want to reach out to us, you can call us at the 972-445-0770 number. You can also text us. What? Yeah. So if you're in San Diego right now at this minute, it is 11:36. If you are in Denver, it's 12:36. If you're in Dallas, it's 1:36. If you're in Detroit, it's 2:36. And if you're traveling around somewhere in the nine planets of our little solar system, you're probably not listening, so that's okay. Anyway, all you got to do is text 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Non-pro voice coming right now.
214-210-8483.
I just sounded a little timid. Additionally, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org, david@hemustincrease.org. We do have a caller on the line. Let's send them through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hello, this is Bobby. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Bobby. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing awesome.
Awesome.
Me and the dog sitting on the porch enjoying the cool breeze.
I love it. Just hanging out, enjoying the breeze, hanging with the dogs. That's such a great, great, great answer. What can I help you with, my friend Bobby?
Oh, I was going to answer your question about marking in your Bible.
Yep, fire away.
When I first got a Bible as a kid, I'd never marked in it, and I see my grandma one day. She reads to me, and she always had marks in her Bible. And I asked her, is she afraid that God would get mad at you marking up the Bible? And she said, no. So I always mark my Bible, so when I'm thinking of a passage, I can remember the book it's in, but I can't remember the passage. So I mark it, so I just go through that book looking for it. And I've gone a little farther than that. I put a check mark at the top of the page under the chapter, so I'll know on that page I got something there, and it helps me get there quicker when I'm looking up something. And it helps my memory, too, so I know what side of the page it's on also. But my grandma started me doing that a long time ago.
That is so awesome. Here's what's so amazing. So it's, you know, some people are like, hey, I don't want to mark up the Bible. I'll do it on separate notes. But that's not a problem. Nobody's trying to get legalistic on it. But for me, I have four sets of colored pencils and about eight sets of markers, okay? And I've got books where if you open them, I'm not kidding, and everyone has a system because I'm, like, really weird that way, and it looks like a coloring book. So my wife made a comment about that. So what I decided is the next I was going to buy her a Bible, and she likes to doodle. She's a doodler, you know, like most people like to doodle stuff. And so I got her a really cool Bible, and on the sides of the Bible, it has all this doodle stuff.
Oh, that's neat.
So she sits there and doodles right now, and goes, oh, she loves it. It helps her concentrate.
That's cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah, right now, I got a 22-year-old Bible. And my grandson, when he has spare time, he's got a brand new Bible for me. And he goes through there and he does all my marking for me. And I think he's up to the Psalms now.
Ah, that's awesome.
No, he passed Proverbs. That's it.
Wow.
And he's marking it all. And I told him, I'll give you $100. And he said, oh, I'll have it done in a week. And he didn't know I had so many marks in it.
That is excellent. What a great call. And how funny is that? Now I got to ask you, how long? I just have to ask you, and you don't have to answer, but how long has he been working on it?
I think it was since the start of the year he was going to do it for my birthday. So back in January, and he's a high school kid, so I was kind of shocked that he even, you know, took up the job, you know, but he's in high school. He's a junior. He's in band, so they're gone a lot too. But every time he has a chance, he comes over here. He sits on my front porch, reads his Bible, and then, you know, it's just so neat to see a high school kid that'll do that. And then he gets my Bible and starts marking in it all my stuff. And you know, I'm just so surprised because I was quite the opposite when I was in high school.
Well, that tells you you're involved in the Lord using you to plant seeds in his life that have to do with the Word of God, and it will impact him for the rest of his life. So that is probably the best $100 you've ever offered in your life because it's making a difference in his life. So excellent job, and excellent. That's just a great job. Great phone call.
Well,
love it. You did
I
great
owe it
job.
All to God. God had to change my life. I was terrible, so
yeah.
I'm a 1,000% better if there is one.
Right.
What I used to be.
That's where you say, I'm a sinner, but I'm a sinner saved. Right?
That's it. That's it. He finally got through my head. I'm going to quit saving your life if you don't listen to me. So I started listening to him after my last motorcycle wreck.
Yeah. That would get your attention. Excellent. Excellent. Hey, Bobby, you like walking, right? Yes. Listen. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I'll listen.
Yeah. Well, y'all have a great day. God bless you. I'm going to go ahead and get off here and let you go on.
All right. Great call,
great
Bobby.
Show.
All right. Thank you, brother. Such a blessing. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Was that just wonderful? Come on. That's great. I mean, it's just stuff like that is awesome. Okay. That was Bobby. Nice job. All right, so I want to say Joanne wrote in, just so you can know, she said, it resonates with my soul for the need or praise of the moment. That's another brilliant answer. So sometimes you're reading it and it jumps off the page. So Bobby's using it to give memory. Sometimes you read it and you're like, I have to apply this. And so for me, what I do is I'll do little marks. Like I always do an asterisk for one. And then anytime I feel the Lord, this is just one of those weird things I've done in the last like 5 years. Anytime the Lord, I really feel like he's speaking to me, not just highlighting, but it's like saying, like for me personally, that's the DAP, the dynamic application principle. It's like, this is for you, David. You need to listen. I date it. I date it. So it reminds me of when it happened. Because I just put it on the side. Yeah, I have a lot of marked up Bibles, but it's cool. It's just a great way and a great thought process, and it gets you engaged in the Word of God. So I really, really like that. Excellent, excellent, excellent job. All right, so let's go back to this. We are going to do a teaching, so don't go anywhere. We're not going anywhere. But I do want you to know, if you want to answer that question, you know, why you decide to highlight or what moves you to highlight or mark a scripture, or if you have prayer requests, we're right here. Wait. We're open for biz. Only it's not really a business. We're open. If you've got a prayer request, don't hesitate. We will be glad to pray with you. We'll take our faith and combine it. Okay? Like combine it with your faith, with everybody's faith who's listening, and then we'll offer up a lot of faith. And that's just a great thing. So for prayer requests, praise reports are just awesome. They bless the person sharing it. They bless the people hearing it, and they honor the Lord. That's great. If you got anything else going on, the Lord's showing you something, teaching you something, directing you something, in a little bit we'll get into trivia. We'll do that as well. Don't hesitate to reach out to us. That's what the show is all about. Again, 972-445-0770 is the number to call. 214-210-8483 is the text. And then david@hemusincrease.org is the email. And the reason we repeat it is because we find out every week there's new people listening. And you got to tell them. You got to remind them on how to get in touch. Just that simple. Okay? All right. So there is that. I want to get into the scripture, though. So we are in James, for those that do not know, and I'm going to do a very fast run through and then breach the secondary subject. So just bear with me. We are in James. We are in chapter 5, and technically, we're at verse 5, 4, 5, 6-ish. But I want to pick something up from verse 3 that I came across that I didn't communicate last time, and that's my fault, but you learn and you grow and you develop as you read and reread and reread and reread. And don't tell me you've read it enough. I've read the New Testament over 150 times. Don't even try and tell me you've read it enough. Every time I read, I get something. Then this just never fails, ever. So here, I want you to hear what this says. James chapter 5, verse 3 says this: your gold and silver are corroded. Their corruption will testify against you and consume your flesh like fire. That sounds so mean. But really, what James is saying is, hey, when you've got it, use it. In other words, if your gold and silver sit there and do nothing but collect rust, so to speak, like it's one thing to save up for a rainy day, or for 2 rainy days, or for 5 rainy days. It's another thing to save up for 1,000 rainy days. If the Lord gave it to you, use it. Be the steward. Doesn't have to be with us. You just have to be a good steward before the Lord. And so when you don't do that, you're hoarding it. And what's ironic is the next verse says, you have hoarded treasure in the last days. Look, the wages you withheld from the workmen who mowed your field and crying out against you, the cries of the harvesters have reached the ears of the Lord. You've lived on earth in luxury and self-indulgence. This is the problem that he's going into right here. and that is simply this. This Christian walk, this Christian journey, this Christian life, ready? It's not all about you. It's not all about me. It's all about Jesus. And when we live our lives to such self-indulgence, to the point where we actually think in our minds, I need to do whatever it takes to survive. Everybody else can fend for themselves, which is thrust upon us by societal structure. When we operate in that, we're not operating in line with the Spirit of God. Ooh, that's hard for people to hear. I know it's hard. It's hard to share, but it's true. When we have a behavior that says, I will do whatever it takes to survive, no matter what happens for us, we will survive, and everybody else can figure it out for themselves, that is not the Spirit of Christ. Ouch. Right? That's not how it's supposed to be. That's not what the Lord wants. That's not how he wants us to imitate him. That's not how he wants us to follow him. If he did that, then Jesus never would have come. You get that? Wow. And so when I read that, reread it, I'm like, oh, I'm challenged. I'm like, we do, Noelle and I do a lot of things to survive, but we can't. It's one thing to survive, but it's another thing to say, I'm going to survive and everybody else can fend for themselves. That's the part you can't do. You get that? That's really hugely important, okay? All right, take a deep breath. The next part's really cool if we get to it. It's really challenging. Here you go on your first trivia question. Who, you guys better get this right, or it's really going to be, I'm going to have to cry in my Jewishness. Who negotiated with God to avoid destroying Sodom if but 10 righteous people could be found there? Who did the negotiations with the Lord? Your reference is Genesis 18, 23 through 32. Who negotiated with God?
Well, you can't negotiate with God.
Well, don't tell this guy. Who did it? Genesis 18, 23 through 32 is your reference point. If you think you know the answer, you can reach out to us. I think we have the phone number somewhere on a sheet of paper. Well, it's somewhere. It's my own sheet of paper I can't find. 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Or you can send an email, david@hemusincrease.org. Now, I need to repeat this because some people are missing it, and I want you to hear what I'm saying. I don't want you to miss this. Who negotiated with God to avoid destroying Sodom if but 10 righteous people could be found there? Who did that? Genesis 18, 23 through 32. We do have somebody on the line ready to answer a trivia question. Can they hang on or do we have to buzz through? If we have to buzz through, we can, but I do need to send people to the site. Let's just bring them on.
No, we can send them to the site.
Huh? Yep. Okay, I'm going to send you to the site because on the site, there's something really important, giving. So here's my nice way of saying it. New books on there, place for prayer requests, praise report, all good. And giving, which is really important. Deuteronomy 15:10, give generously to the needy and do not let your heart be grieved when you do so. And because of this, the Lord your God will bless you in all your work and in everything to which you put your hand. That is great. If you can't give to us, that's awesome. Give somewhere else because you still have to be a giver. That's just the truth. Check it out on hemusincrease.org.
Prayer request?
hemusincrease.org.
Praise report?
hemusincrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
hemusincrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
hemusincrease.org.
hemusincrease.org.
From the valley of the jolly,
ho, ho, ho,
green giant.
I love it. You guys should really remember that, especially with the string beans and the little square thing. That just has to be. That's too funny. All right, let's send the person through. Send them out through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
This is Gary.
Hi, Gary. How are you?
Well, about the same. I'm going to keep praying.
And we're going to keep praying for you. All right, so we had a couple of people get this wrong, Gary, and I need you to get everybody on the right track. So I'm going to lay it out before you and give you the chance to help people out. Who negotiated with God to avoid destroying Sodom if only 10 righteous people could be found there? Who was that?
I believe it was Abraham.
That is correct, Amundo! It is Abraham, Genesis 18, 23 through 32, and that's when he started off. And listen, you just have to love it, no matter what anybody says. He starts off, if you found 50 righteous people, God's like, oh, yeah, all right, that's no problem. 40, 30, just all the way down to 10, just assuming that maybe they got to a few people. Anyway, that was really something else. Excellent job. Way to set everybody on the right track, Gary. That's important. And let's pray over you right now in the name of Jesus for the Lord to touch you, bless you, and heal you. Ready?
Okay.
Let's do it. Father, we come before you right now, and we thank you for our brother Gary, and we ask you to bless him. He's coming into the weekend. Of course, we want the weekend to be blessed for him. We want this time to be blessed for him. But, Lord, we need, in our hearts, we need him to be healed because that's what he needs from you. We join him in petitioning you to ask for you to manifest your name, Jehovah Rapha. And you teach us that in Exodus 15, 26, and we believe it. And we are asking you to bring healing power into Gary's body. Only you can bring that power into his life, and that's exactly what we're asking you. We don't ask because we're worthy. We ask you in the name of Jesus because Jesus is worthy. And we ask you to do it in just by the power of the Holy Spirit, move in Gary's body for healing and for glory to your name. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you very much. I'll continue to pray for all of you, and God bless
you.
God bless you.
God bless you too, brother. All right, let's get right into the text. We've got about 4 minutes. I'm only going to touch on this shortly because we'll probably hit it up again in next week, which is pretty normal for us to do. Here we go. This is James chapter 5, verse 7. Get ready, right? Be patient then, brothers, until the Lord's coming. Let me just stop there. People are like going, what? Be patient? One commandment that frustrates many people more than doing taxes is the command to be patient until the Lord's coming. Despite it being 2,000 years, the Lord's coming is inevitable. And I've said this before, I'll say it again. If you remember in the scripture, a day with the Lord is 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is a day. Well, you know what? It's only been 2 days as far as the Lord's concerned. And so the return of Jesus is imminent. It's close. It's on the horizon. It could be in the next 5, no matter what anybody says, no matter what the eschatology. It could be the next 5 minutes. It could be the next 5 seconds. It could be the next 5 months, 5 years, or longer. It could be any of that. We don't know. What we know is that when it comes, and bam, he's there. And we are supposed to be ready, ready, ready. And the inevitability is just, and just think of the Matrix, it is inevitability. There's no way that's going to change. We are commanded in this process to be patient. Much like many elements of our walk, the return of Jesus Christ is coming at a very specific and precise time that is ordered from heaven above, and we don't have that watch. You see, people really get impressed with watches. Have you noticed? Movado, you know, you got all the fancy watches, you know, that you spend money on. That's great. The nice Timexes, the diamond this and the this, that, whatever. Here, or Rolex, this, that, here it is. God's watch is better than our watch. And the difficulty that we have as Christians is we want God to use our watch. But he ain't going to do it. And so the rest of the verse says, see how the farmer anticipates the precious fruit of the soil as he patiently awaits the fall and the spring rains. You too be patient and strengthen your heart because the Lord's coming is near. The scripture commands us to strengthen our heart. Remember what Brother Roger said just the other day? He said, you know, you got to encourage yourself. We went to 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 6, where David encouraged himself in the Lord. Here is another scripture, verse 8 in the book of James, chapter 5, where the scripture says, you too, be patient and strengthen your hearts, because the Lord's coming is near. I've got a message for you. It's much nearer now than it's ever been before. And for us corporately, we hope it's right immediate. And it could be individually for us immediate. And that is what we anticipate and trust and look forward to. But we don't lose our perseverance in the midst of the timing. And that's simply because if we think we know how God should do it, we're acting like God. And here's a message for everybody. We're not God. He is. It is from the Father, through the Son, and by the Holy Spirit. And that's the way it goes. Okay? All right. If you are in San Diego, if you are in Denver, if you are in Detroit, go to HeMustIncrease.org. Click on the Listen Live button. If you are in Dallas, on our app or the KAAM app, hang out. We're going to take a short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Hey there, it's Amazing Jennifer, and I am helping out the David Spoon Experience. As you may know, I basically run the KAAM radio station.
Amazing!
And Dr. Dave is looking for a few good people to join and become representatives, ambassadors, and stewards of this here radio ministry. Now, you may be thinking, well, I'd love to get involved, but I'm not very qualified for ministerial positions. Well, the truth is that because you are a child of our Heavenly Father, that you trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you seek to live by the power of the Holy Spirit, you have all you need to be a part of this ministry. But Jennifer, don't I need to be perfect? No. Just go to HeMustIncrease.org. That's HeMustIncrease.org. Click on the three lines at the top right of the website, and then click on the Ambassadors Initiative link. Just fill out the form and we will reach out to you. But sorry, no parking tickets will be paid for you as an ambassador through this position. You are on your own with that.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Let me tell you what I'm torn between the two. I'm twixt between the torn two. You want to know why? I've got the biggest breaking story ever.
No,
to
you
be
need to do that first. Yeah, I just can't wait.
More than my whole thing about the four-way stop sign?
Yep.
You want me to do the number one story?
That's
Ladies
right.
and gentlemen, you better get ready. Here's my advice. I don't give this advice very often, and I don't give it uncheckfully. What's uncheckfully? I don't know. Here's the biggest story you have ever heard on the David Spoon Experience. If you have children who are listening, if you are not in a car, it's time to cover their ears or send them into another room. That's how chilling this is. Ladies and gentlemen, I have it off the press literally within the last 2.5 hours. Actually, it's less than 2.5 hours ago. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen. I have it right in my hands. Get ready. Do not get nauseous when you hear this. Ladies and gentlemen, it is a fact that as of today, the Navy, the United States Navy, officially has made its proclamation. Ready? Are you ready? Are you listening? This is the most important thing ever. You ready? That Captain Crunch is a fraud. Ladies and gentlemen, the United States Navy has declared that Captain Crunch...
I do not buy it.
No, listen to this. Here's why. Let me tell you why. Captain Crunch has 3 stripes on his cuffs, and that signifies a commander and not a captain. So the United States Navy has made it absolutely known today, Captain Crunch, nay... He nay a captain. Nay. Now, it is true.
Name the cereal?
No.
Commander Crunch?
Yes, Commander Crunch. That's the new. That's why I told you, don't let your kids hear this. It is possible that that uniform could represent either German or Portuguese Navy. They are not sure because all of those uniforms were lost with their great navies.